Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8.38, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. History will be made on Friday as the British and Irish Lions take on Argentina at the Aviva Stadium. This will be the first time a Lions team will play a fixture on this island. We're all pretty excited about it. This will be their only warm-up game before they make their way to Australia. In fact, they're heading off the very next day for the 2025 tour. I am delighted to say we are joined by the British and Irish Lions CEO, Ben Calverley. He joins me here in studio. Ben, great to have you here. I know you've been spending a lot of time with the group, especially in Portugal last week. What's the latest from the camp? How are things going?
Well, firstly, morning, Darren. Thank you for having me on. Look, the mood in the camp is really positive. It's about a month ago, just over, that we announced the players that made the squad, and you saw the reaction from them, the emotion, the passion, the pride that they felt in being selected for the Lions was really up there. When they came into camp about 10 days ago, we had 2 days here in Dublin and then a week down in Portugal, and they carried that pride and that passion into that section as well. We had a great warm weather training period down there, but also really importantly, that was an opportunity for the players from the different countries who only a matter of weeks ago were playing against each other in the Six Nations. They can start to bond, they can start to form as a unit, build the connections and the cohesion that are so important to Lions tours.
Why Dublin for this fixture on Friday against Argentina?
Well, we're really happy to be here. And look, firstly, we think it's important that we play on home soil because not all of our fans get the chance to go down to Australia. So we need to find ways to give those followers the opportunity to see these wonderful players in the flesh. So that's why we're here on home soil. Why Dublin? Look, we've never played in Ireland before, believe it or not. We've played in England, in Scotland, in Wales, and we wanted to make sure that we had a presence here in Ireland as well. It's also the 150th anniversary of the IRFU, so there's a celebration of all things rugby union happening here this year, and we're really proud to be a part of that. And look, Friday night, under the lights in Dublin. It's a wonderful city. It's a fantastic sporting venue. I think our fans are going to have a wonderful experience.
It'll also be an expensive night out for a lot of them. Ticket prices quite high. I know I looked yesterday, up to €200 for some that are available. These are through the buyback scheme. Is it too expensive?
No, I don't think so. So when you put on an event like this, you start by benchmarking your price point against competing events in the sport and entertainment industry. And we think we are very competitive. There is a very reasonable entry price point of around €50. We went on sale around a year ago. We had over 200,000 applications for these tickets. So it's a sellout, and there will be a wonderful atmosphere at the Aviva on Friday.
Now, a record number of Irish people involved on and off the field. Not so long ago, we were lucky to just get a couple on that plane. How has that gone on with the other nations, the other home nations?
Well, the first thing to say is, look, we're fiercely protective of the fact that this is the best of the best, right? This is merit-based selection. There will never be a quota system for the Lions where you have to have, for example, 10 from each of the four home unions. So people are selected based on the fact that they are the very best players. And what that means is it typically goes in cycles. So for some tours, you will have a particular country dominate, and then for the next tour, it'll be very different. The fact that we've got so many Irish players this time around, 16 of them in the squad, I think is testament to the system that you have here, which is delivering success over and over again. We've seen Six Nations and Grand Slams, of course, led by Andy Farrell, who for now is our head coach, but in his day job is the head coach.
What impact has he had on this group? Because you've seen it firsthand, haven't you?
Oh, wonderful. Look, when we appointed him, we knew he was the right man for the job. We had the view that he was the best head coach in the world, and we're seeing that come forward in spades. He is an absolute leader, but his real strength is in binding this group together, encouraging them to become a unified force who are bound behind a common purpose. He's a very impressive individual.
Is now a good time to be playing Australia because they haven't been at their best? Is this an opportunity to win a rare series because the Lions don't win too many of these?
These things are difficult to win, right? That's why it's the ultimate test for the players. In the professional era, we've won two, one in 97 and one in 2013. So these things are really hard. I have no concern about the competitiveness of Australia. They will be right up there. They had a great autumn programme, strong wins against England and Wales. Their Super Rugby franchises have been performing really well this year in that competition, coached by Joe Schmidt, which is a really interesting matchup between him and Andy. So there's no doubt they will be competitive and these matches will be fiercely contested.
The Lions' history is a long one. What about the women's and them? They getting their opportunity to don that red shirt. That's going to happen soon, isn't it?
That will happen in 2027. So we announced about 18 months ago that we were creating a Lions women's team and that the inaugural tour would be to New Zealand to play against the Black Ferns in a couple of years' time. The reaction has been enormously positive from the players who will help shape the tour to the fans. We've had already 250,000 plus sign up to our Lions women's specific database and our commercial partners who are supporting us pretty heavily, the likes of Royal London and Howden and so forth. So all of the feedback since we announced that tour has been really positive. And when we get back from Australia, it will be full steam ahead preparing for New Zealand 27.
OK, before we let you go, what about chances of success both on Friday against Argentina and winning that series outright down under?
So we always have the aspiration to win. That's our starting point. This is a high-performance team. These are competitive individuals, players, coaches, backroom team. So we would always aspire to be successful on the field of play, and that's what we're hoping will happen.
OK, Ben, thanks for joining us here in Morning Ireland. Good luck on Friday, but also the next 6 weeks after down in Australia. We'll be watching on with great interest. Before I go, just some sporting headlines. The GAA Central Council has voted to reduce the penalty for a player who's impeding a kick-out mark. Under the new rules, the referee would award a 50-metre advancement, but that has now been scrapped and it will be replaced by a free kick from where the offence has happened. It's understood these changes will be in effect for this weekend. In other news, in terms of the women's Irish soccer team, they will return to the Aviva Stadium for the first leg of the UEFA League's Nation Playoff, relegation playoff against Belgium. That's going to be on Friday the 24th of October. And today's action at Royal Ascot gets underway at 2:30. The feature today is the Prince of Wales Stake at 4:20.
Darren, thank you. It's 9:15.